Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Inside Connection, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Tonight, I have a special guest with me, a special co-host, Tara Redfield. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, my God. It's great to have you. Christina Martin is off this week, but we will be back in 2 weeks. Next week, we won't be having the show because we're going to be having spring break. How are you tonight, Tara? I know you're not in Los Angeles. You're a little farther north up in Oregon. How is it up there?
That's right. I'm up in Central Oregon. We are hoping for the spring weather to start to break this weekend. It's supposed to get in the 60s, so that's going to feel like a heat wave. Very excited about that.
Yeah. Today it's been getting a little warm down here. We're definitely already having what I would say is spring, and spring is Aries. So happy equinox.
Yes.
We're already in the fourth day. If anyone's been seeing the moon, I've been seeing the moon during most of the late afternoon and going into the night. That's a trine moon.
Yep.
It's like about 66% full. And that means that the sun and the moon are both in the same element. And they are both in fire. It's quite lovely.
Yes, love that.
Yeah. And so we have a little more Aries energy, right? The sun and Venus now are actually conjunct. They're at the same spot in Aries, both of them tonight at 4 degrees Aries. Kind of nice. Sun conjunct Venus. It's a little proactive. It's not necessarily Venus's favorite sign, but it's certainly bold. It's, I think with the moon in Leo, if you want to communicate love to someone or express feelings to someone, it ought to be a pretty good night to do that.
Yes, and I feel like Venus in Aries is like that hot red passion.
So we still have a little bit of Pisces energy. Mercury is in Pisces, but we were really lacking in fire for a more than a month, which fire is important. It rules creativity and motivation and enthusiasm. And we haven't really had a lot of fire in the chart. Now all of a sudden things are really moving into fire because we're shifting from Pisces to Aries. We still have plenty of air in the chart. Mars is in Gemini. Jupiter and Saturn are going to be in Aquarius all year. And then there's more Earth at the tail end, Uranus and Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn. I think now is a good time for people to be doing spring cleaning. It's a good time
Absolutely.
For people to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, right? Like that feeling of new emerging energy, birth, new growth. Even if you're not having the 65 degree temperatures, you should still be prepping because they're going to come upon us pretty quick.
Yes, absolutely. And a great time to plant anything. If you wanted to start a garden, it's a great time to do that.
Sure. And metaphorically, if you wanted to plant anything having to do with your career or with a relationship search or having to do with any kind of project, especially creative-based projects, if you wanted to search for a new school for yourself for the autumn or some types of online classes or adult education, perfect time to be doing that right now because the enthusiasm's high, the creativity is high, and the opportunity is good for you to be able to bring those things in.
I feel like it's also a good time to start, if you wanted to start a fitness plan or something active, you know, really getting
sure.
your bodies engaged again after the winter.
Sure, Aries, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was doing that a little bit this afternoon with somebody in our backyard.
Yeah.
We were feeling the burn. Yeah, it's very good. It's I think that since Aries is connected also to the body and the body's health,
mm-hmm.
like the first house, right? Strength, just personal strength. There's a lot of vitality that comes out of this time, as opposed to Pisces, which is really the deepest part of the most introspective part of the winter. It's like that last piece of digging in and looking in, and now all the energy shifts towards going out and moving out basically all the way to Libra, right? We get the 6 months now of externalizing what we've been doing for the last 6 months.
Yes.
You must have spent some time in the last year. I haven't had a chance to really talk to you, but certainly you've had a chance to work on some things during the coronavirus. Yes. Have you worked on some things? And tell me about it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've been building my astrology practice, and my study of astrology has been such a great focus the last year. I really had time to really go as deep as I wanted to go with absorbing information and reading and listening to, you know, this podcast, other podcasts, just really absorbing that information, and also just really getting in touch with the cycles of nature. I felt like that was such a gift. You know, although we were isolated, I think it gave people a lot of freedom to really connect to nature again. And like, I paid so much attention to the littlest changes. The sun is getting lower, it's getting higher, the phases of the moon, all of that. I just really absorbed this last year, and it was amazing. It was such
beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I mean, I love living like that. I've been living like that for the last 45 years, where I used to have a house in the mountains of New York, and I would make little notes about things that I noticed, what flowers would bloom, like right now, that you would get little tiny forget-me-nots, you know, and they would start blooming in the gutter, like in the ditch, you know, like it was very rural. So there would be like a ditch, but any melting snow would start creating like a little stream in the ditch and, you know, mountain house. And then that grass would always get greener first. It would have water running through it all the time. And then little flowers would grow on the edge. And then finally in April, you would see the very first butterfly. And I'll never forget when I bought that house, how I remember this little tiny, it was called a blue azure. This tiny little blue butterfly, like the size of maybe like your thumbnail. And I thought, oh, that's like a first sign of spring up here in this mountain house. You know, I had never noticed it before. And those are the things that being in tune with nature and its rhythm can bring that inside yourself and recognize, what are my first signs of spring? What is it that I like to do now? What is it that I can embrace in late March, you know, in the beginning of Aries? How do I shift? What are the things I've been doing? Because it's funny, people do. We eat different things. We exercise in different ways. We take out a different wardrobe. We get a different haircut. We put on different jewelry. We, you know, we rearrange things in a different way. There's a subtle, if we're willing to pay attention to it, shift for us between, especially spring and fall, because spring is the representation of the entrance into summer, as we were just talking about a second ago.
Yes, I love all of that. I love that of thinking of ourselves too. What awakens us? What parts of us are starting to blossom and bloom at this early start of spring? I love that.
Yeah. I think for people, it's not necessarily the time when we go back to school, right? That's a time when in the autumn, we customarily think of back to school, because that's a time for going inward and a time for learning and a time, right? That we're going to have more time for studying, because we're going to be doing more indoor activities. So perfect to put kids in school in the autumn, because they're going to be going through the winter. You certainly wouldn't want to put kids in school in the spring and expect them to do school through the whole summer. There's a lot of work to do and a lot of play to have as well.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say too, how I think this year, this Aries season holds a little bit more significance, because last year at this time, we were all in lockdown. We were all literally told, like, stay in your house as often as you can, pretty much. So it was like no one could really do the normal spring things that we do. We didn't have that this time last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and you hear stories about how New York is coming back alive and people are out and spring in the city over there, and people in LA are talking about traffic is back. I hear, like, everybody that I work with, but traffic is back. And so, yeah, I think there are more people going back to work. There's certainly more people socializing, and there is a lot of hope on the horizon. So we can, you know, stay focused on that. I know that we have a little bit of a strange dance this year between Saturn and Uranus, and so there's a little instability. We had the first pass of that. That's certainly not the most extreme pass of Saturn and Uranus this year. I think when I look at the ephemeris, and I looked at it this morning, and it's funny that it's kind of slipping my mind. It's amazing how what's too painful to remember, we choose to forget.
Yes,
so,
very true.
But Saturn is going to go retrograde at around 13 degrees Aquarius, and Uranus is going to be right there at 13 degrees Aquarius. And so there is kind of a pretty tight alignment in June. And it does go kind of all the way. Yeah. Looking at the ephemeris, it's pretty strong. It's retrograde now, but it's just passing. Saturn is just passing the Uranian square. For the people in the listening room that don't understand necessarily that language, Saturn is in Aquarius and Uranus is in Taurus. And those two signs are not particularly compatible, right? Taurus is very staid and very grounded, and Aquarius is very free and very eclectic and electric and inventive. And the two energies are more what you would think of as like old school and new school. And they don't necessarily blend very well together because they have two different approaches to the way in which life should be lived. So as Saturn and Uranus dance between, you know, this square over the course of 2021, it creates a certain level of instability again for communities, for finances, for the things that Aquarius and Taurus both rule. So, yeah, not to tangent too far into that, but I have been seeing that, and I did see that there was a pass of that just a few weeks ago.
Absolutely.
While there's hope, there's still caution. You know, we can't really let our guard down. Like, it seems like somehow, like, people are, you know how, like, a lot of Europe is already in a lockdown again?
Yeah.
Like, you know, London, England, France, Italy, they're all back in a lockdown, like a business lockdown. And it's because, you know, they eased up too quickly too soon, and then it overwhelms their medical system. So I think that's somewhat of the Saturn-Uranus issue there, is that there's still a restriction on our social endeavors. And if we don't adhere to those things, then there's going to be more of an economic impact.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not out of the woods yet.
No, not out of the woods yet.
No.
Not really. No. And, you know, people still need to take something like this seriously because it can, you know, it has a fatality rate of like 2% of the population. So that's a lot more people that haven't really been exposed to it, you know, because of the masks and the social distancing, it's really protected us.
Right. And I know I just saw, I think today too, that Brazil it's just out of control down there because they have, they're not even really regulating it. So
yeah.
International travel is still going to be, I think, pretty much off limits.
I thought about that today, you know, I thought about how international travel is shot And what's that doing for all of these countries and not just tourism, but business people, you know, business people that travel for business meetings and
right for work,
you know? Yeah. Everybody likes to meet face to face. Zoom is great, but you know, it's never going to replace a face-to-face meeting and a handshake.
No. And that's our, you know, our human roots is that connection. It's that
right.
In person.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why we all gravitate towards living in cities. Is so we can be together.
Yep.
So, you know, there we can wish happy birthday to all of our Aries listeners and everybody out in the blogosphere that's listening to our show. And happy birthday also to some of our famous Aries people. Take it away, Tara.
I just wanted to add very quickly, I might have mentioned this to you before, but both of my parents are Sun and Aries.
Oh.
So I have a lot of experience with seeing how Aries interactions
very sweet.
Happen. It's,
oh, well, and
yes.
Happy birthday to the Redfields.
Thank
That's
you.
That's so nice. Of course.
I will send them your wishes.
They'll get to hear it on the podcast replay.
Yes.
So we have some famous Aries women like Reese Witherspoon and Keira Knightley, Diana Ross, who we love, Jessica Sarah Parker, Kate Hudson, all just very strong, you know, women with, I think, very strong personalities. Jennifer Garner, she's certainly a very outspoken Aries type person. Emma Watson, who you would think is, you
yes.
know, so demure, but right, she played Hermione, and Hermione was an Aries.
Absolutely.
Great. And then our Aries men, William Shatner, who just was in the news because, God bless him, he just turned 90.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. And
made it through his third Saturn return. He made it through.
He did. He made it through the third Saturn return. Yes. Which happened around 88 years old, because we have a Saturn return every 29 and a half years. So it happens at 29 and a half, 59, and then 88 and a half. Yeah. Strong men also, Eddie Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Vince Vaughn, James Franco, Marlon Brando, Quentin Tarantino. Gotta
yeah.
love these names, right? Strong names. Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe, who famously said he was the greatest actor on earth. Of course, that's what an Aries would say. Why not? Ewan McGregor, Alec Baldwin. And then we have some famous Aries musicians that are also very strong and very beautiful people. Want to read those out for us?
Sure. We have Elton John, Steven Tyler, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Victoria Beckham, although she's more of a style icon now. We have Fergie, Lady Gaga, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
Me. So much sense to me.
Right. Well, Lady Gaga's a very strong personality. And happy birthday to all of those celebrities and to all of our Aries listeners. I definitely have some clients that are Aries. I think it's a really good sign. I actually love their influence on me. I love the Aries influence, the way in which they're entrepreneurial and strong and straightforward, you know, like you don't usually, Aries doesn't beat around the bush. They might not always be disclosing everything, you know, to you, but by the same token, they're always very honest in what it is that they communicate.
Yes, absolutely. And another trait, I think, is that fearlessness that I think is inspiring. A lot of that Aries, they set their mind to it and they're going to do it, you know?
100%. 100%. I feel like they're a sign that I like being around because I like to see that confidence and power and vision and stick-to-itiveness and, you know, take no prisoners. And it's a great influence, especially if you're a business owner or somebody who's independent and wants to be sort of immersed in that. I love every sign, and being with every sign, there's something different that we can learn, right, from each other. I know you're a Sagittarius, yes. Right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, Sagittarius is lovely to be around because you can always have a great debate with a Sagittarius.
Yes.
And you can
yes.
go on a
always
great adventure, right?
Say.
You can go on a great adventure. If we weren't in COVID right now, I could say, come on, Tara, it's my credit card. Let's go to Paris. And you'd be like, my bag is packed.
It is packed. It's packed for whenever that day comes.
Awesome. Yeah, no, you mentioned about your astrological studies before, and I wanted to let everybody in the audience know that you are now a teacher at the school, the Los Angeles Astrology School, and because Christina had told me she needed to go away for a couple of days to hang out with some friends and family, I said, Tara's perfect. She's on top of the ball. She's going to be good to have a conversation with. So thank you for being here.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm so
no,
happy to be here.
So good. So good. The feedback that people give about your classes, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying teaching astrology. There's a lot, I think, for people to learn, right? That's why Aries is a time for
yes.
all these kinds of new beginnings. I encourage people to reach out to things that they're interested in. Make new plans. Doesn't really matter what they are. You know, when you said plant something, you know, plant a garden, that means taking your vision, your will, right? You know, they always say that ideas are a dime a dozen. Ideas have to be planted in order to be able to bear fruit. And that means
yes.
that you have to take the ideas that mean something to you and you have to say yes to them. You have to say yes to those ideas. And that's important to me for this time, for Aries season, is saying yes to
yes.
ideas that we have that mean something to us.
Yes, and having that faith. Too, you know, like having that faith that those ideas are worthy, your ideas are worthy. Go after them.
Right. And that's the Aries. That's the self-confidence. Because if you spend time with an Aries, they don't think twice. They have an idea. They think it's worthy. They go for it. They have an idea. They don't think it's worthy. Great. It's just another idea. But when they have an idea that they think is worthy of their identity, worthy of them putting their energy into, worthy of them claiming for themselves, oof, they're on top of it. Yeah.
Yes. And they're, operating at 100%.
Yeah. So no travel plans, huh?
Not anytime soon, not yet. However, once I have some friends who are getting vaccines, when I get my vaccine, LA and visit my good friends down there, because as you know, that's where I was living. And then pandemic hit and I wanted to be by my family. So that was the choice I made.
No, and that was smart and that's fine. And it blew up everything. You know, I had an office where you used to come for classes over there, and that's gone. That no longer exists because who needs those things? And I think that, you know, I talked to one of my clients today about how adaptability is survival, you know?
Absolutely.
Right? And you have to be able to adapt. And that's also very Aries, because that's adaptive creativity to an environment that you want to still remain strong in. And then all my classes moved online, all the teaching moved online, and you've been able to totally adapt to that. So
absolutely.
Great. It's been great. I think that we all need to have a very clear understanding of who we are. I feel that spiritually, you see this in spiritual literature. It was like over the Temple of Delphi in Greece. It said, know thyself, you know? And then underneath it, it said, to thine own self be true, which meant know who you are in the world and don't let anybody squash that, take advantage of it, or otherwise make it smaller. You know
right.
who you are, and then you be that in the world. And I think that that's an amazing way to live life, is with an Aries sensibility.
Yes, and really embracing that, embracing who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Anything else that you want to add?
Let's see, just that I'm excited it's Aries season, that's all. I felt the energy shift, and I'm loving it, and I'm very excited for this month right now. The next few weeks we have in Aries, I think it's going to bring about some good things.
I think it is bringing about some good things already. People are out and about. People are moving around. People are socializing a little bit more. People are less afraid, which is great. It's great to be less afraid.
Less fear.
Mm-hmm. Less confinement, less fear. It's all good. That's the direction that we definitely want to move in. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amazing. Just hang out with me for one more second. You guys have been listening to The Inside Connection. I'm Dr. Craig Martin, coming to you every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. live from Los Angeles. We're not having the show next week because of spring break, but we will be here the week after, the first week of April. I hope that everybody enjoys this beautiful full moon this weekend. It's full moon in Libra. And that moon in Libra, sun in Aries, means to me that all of our relationships are an opportunity for us to know ourselves. So take time to realize who it is that's in your life and who you're connecting with, because through everybody, through each person, you are able to find or see another aspect of who you are. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and I hope everybody has a good couple of weeks. Bye-bye.